welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltek, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 9. News and updates. Well, friends, it's certainly been some time since my last episode, and this is the first for 2010. So I hope you've been having a great year so far. I certainly have been having a very busy one. I think in the last episode, I may have mentioned that I was going to be presenting White Star Temple seminars. And I've certainly been doing this with some terrific results. It took me ages to actually formulate the seminars because the Ascended Masters have given us so much in their teachings through the temple so far. So my challenge was to go through at least the early recordings and to identify what were key concepts that the Ascended Masters were bringing forward, and then to place these concepts into a kind of a sequential and accessible format to present in a seminar. So I practiced and rehearsed lots at home with my cat before I embarked upon my first seminar locally at a centre here called Miriam Gardens, where I do a regular meditation. And it went down well, so I was very happy with that result. And since then, I've actually presented that seminar a couple of times again. And then I formulated a follow-up seminar, Seminar 2. And that was a bit more tricky, because the further we go into the White Star Temple teachings, the concepts start to get more complex, more profound, but also more abstract as it becomes increasingly experiential and less reliant upon words and our interpretation. But I did manage to formulate the second seminar also, and have presented that once so far. And that went quite well. I'm due to also present these seminars in another spiritual centre in Penrith, which is a suburb in Sydney, Australia. If anyone is interested, you can go to my website, www.melchizedekuniversity.com, for more information. So once I've presented these seminars a few more times, therefore kind of fine-tuning the format, then I'm going to create a DVD recording of this and make these DVDs available for purchase so that anybody anywhere around the world can actually access these seminars. And I'd be honoured and privileged if you were to do that. Well, the other news is that I've recently added more free lecture transcripts to my website. So I've added 3 new lectures, and I'll be adding more transcripts for you to read and enjoy in the very near future. Well, that's it from me. Next, we're going to hear from you. Your feedback. Well, firstly, we're going to hear from Cheryl, who says, "Greetings, Soltek. I very much appreciate the personal email. I just wanted to take a moment and let you know how much I enjoy the Ascended Master Meditations. I have been studying alchemy for many years and have recently been drawn to Ascension and the Ascended Masters. What a wonderful surprise it was to type in Ascended Masters in the search line on iTunes and have your beautiful meditations show up. I really never expected for the search to return any results. Thank you so much for making these amazing words of wisdom and comfort available for everyone. Light and love be with you always. Cheryl." Well, thank you, Cheryl, for your wonderful feedback, and I do hope that light and love will be with me always. Next, we're going to hear from Matt, who says, "Hi, Soltek. I just wanted to write a quick one to say how much I am enjoying the podcasts and meditations. Your gentle manner is very soothing, and I had a blissful experience listening to the Cosmic Consciousness meditation whilst lying in the sun. Very enjoyable. I look forward to hearing more and keep up the great work. Warmest regards, Matt. Well, thanks, Matt, also for your feedback, and I'm really pleased that you're enjoying the meditations. Next, Michelle from Canada says, last fall I purchased the 4-series set of Melchizedek University, and I have very much enjoyed listening to all the CDs. They have been a wonderful asset to my own expansion. Thanks so much for sharing your gifts with the world, Michelle. Well, thank you also, Michelle, for your lovely feedback, and I'm delighted that you've enjoyed the Melchizedek University recordings. Well, lastly, we're going to hear from Ron from the UK, who says, hi, Soltec. I'm writing to say how much I have been enjoying your various podcasts, including the White Star Temple. You are providing much guidance to people. I have been working with the I Am University for a while now, who also work with the Ascended Masters. I have a particular interest in the Christed extraterrestrials, and in particular Lord Arcturus and the Arcturians. I don't know if you work with these beings, as well as the Ashtar Command. Love and light, Ron. Thanks, Ron, for your feedback. Yes, I do work with star beings, and in particular the Ashtar Command. I actually have a podcast called Ashtar Command Network that's also available on iTunes for anyone to listen to. And in that Ashtar Command podcast, I always feature at the end of it a White Star Temple lecture. Well, thank you everybody for your feedback. Of course, I'd love to hear from more of you, so please do get in touch. My email is melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com, and Melchizedek is spelled MelchizedekEK. Well, I recently came across a scientific article that I thought may interest you and certainly correlates with some of the concepts put forward in the teachings of the White Star Temple by the Ascended Masters. This short article is written by Robert Lanza, who is a scientist and author of Biocentrism, and it's titled, Does Death Exist? So Robert says, many of us fear death. We believe in death because we have been told we will die. We associate ourselves with the body, and we know that bodies die. But a new scientific theory suggests that death is not the terminal event we think. One well-known aspect of quantum physics is that certain observations cannot be predicted absolutely. Instead, there is a range of possible observations, each with a different probability. One mainstream explanation, the many worlds interpretation, states that each of these possible observations corresponds to a different universe, the multiverse. A new scientific theory called biocentrism refines these ideas. There are an infinite number of universes, and everything that could possibly happen occurs in some universe. Death does not exist in any real sense in these scenarios. All possible universes exist simultaneously, regardless of what happens in any of them. Although individual bodies are destined to self-destruct, the alive feeling, the who am I, is just a 20-watt fountain of energy operating in the brain. But this energy doesn't go away at death. One of the surest axioms of science is that energy never dies. It can neither be created nor destroyed. But does this energy transcend from one world to the other? Consider an experiment that was recently published in the journal Science, showing that scientists could retroactively change something that had happened in the past. Particles had to decide how to behave when they hit a beam splitter. Later on, the experimenter could turn a second switch on or off. It turns out that what the observer decided at that point determined what the particle did in the past. Regardless of the choice you, the observer, make, it is you who will experience the outcomes that will result. The linkages between these various histories and universes transcend our ordinary classical ideas of space and time. Think of the 20 watts of energy as simply holo projecting either this or that result onto a screen. Whether you turn the second beam splitter on or off, it's still the same battery or agent responsible for the projection. According to biocentrism, space and time are not the hard objects we think. Wave your hand through the air. If you take everything away, what's left? Nothing. The same thing applies for time. You can't see anything through the bone that surrounds your brain. Everything you see and experience right now is a whirl of information occurring in your mind. Space and time are simply the tools for putting everything together. Death does not exist in a timeless, spaceless world. Immortality doesn't mean a perpetual existence in time without end, but rather resides outside of time altogether. Well, certainly that's an interesting article, and as I said earlier, it very much correlates to many of the concepts found within the White Star Temple teachings and other teachings from around the world, especially the idea of simultaneous existence, and of course that we are in an illusion created by space and time. It's always quite surprising to me that scientists continue to try and come up with explanations for physics that in actuality can be easily explained spiritually. Well, next we're going to hear from my sister Toltec. We haven't heard from her for a little while, and she's going to share one of her experiences outside of space and time. I'm here with Toltec, and Toltec, I believe that you've had some interesting experiences regarding dimensional shifts.
Yes, I'd like to talk about an experience that I had probably about 5 years ago, and I was actually driving from Sydney to Newcastle alone in the car, and I had missed the turn-off that I usually take, which is the first turn off into Newcastle, and had realised this when I looked around and didn't recognise the landscape because I don't usually travel that far along the expressway. And I looked in my rear vision to see where the turn off was that I had missed, and was quite surprised to realise that whereas before I'd been totally surrounded by four lanes of traffic and caravans and etc., that I was totally alone on the expressway, which at the time I thought maybe the explanation was that everybody had gone to Newcastle for the day for some major event. And having thought that, I had driven along for another minute or so and then did begin to feel a little bit alone. It was a little unnerving to have the whole expressway to myself like that, but there was a sense of isolation as well. And then I took notice of the bush growing on either side of the expressway and was completely taken by the brightness of the green, the intensity of the green of the foliage all around me. And again, thought that perhaps there'd been a lot of rainfall in recent times, and thought to myself, you know, how beautiful the rain makes vegetation. And at this point, again, feeling a little unnerved, being still alone on the expressway and thinking, well, where's my turn-off? Ask the spirit to take me along to that turn-off, and within about 5 minutes, found my turn-off and was back on track. I thought no more of that experience in that last 5 years until I was reading about someone else's experience who had been driving along a road, for example, a busy road, in Sydney, as a matter of fact, and had actually similarly missed a turn-off and found themselves on another artery outside, or leading out of Sydney, but totally alone. And as I was reading this, I was thinking how extraordinary that must have been, which is when Spirit gave me the message about the fact that I had done the same and prompted my memory to that experience about 5 years ago. And on reflection, I was thinking that was quite strange in one way because I was still driving my normal car. Everything seemed normal in a way. And I guess perhaps my explanation for that might be that when we do shift consciousness, we do change dimensions, we perhaps create the reality around us that our consciousness is comfortable with.
Okay, and as you were driving along, experiencing that a sense of isolation on that freeway, what were the indicators that you felt that you may have been experiencing a dimensional shift? You mentioned feelings that the colours were heightened.
Yes, definitely the colours were heightened, very, very vibrant. And it seemed as though the air was much purer. The atmosphere just seemed very, very pure. And just the sense of being in a different place. To me, I just thought it was just being alone on a stretch of the highway, but it seemed quite a different space.
Okay, fascinating. Thank you, Toltec.
My pleasure.
Well, lastly, we come to the Free Ascended Master Lecture for this episode. But before I present this, I'd like to make an announcement. Some of you may be aware that I make available free Ascended Master guided visualizations on my website, www.masterwisdom.com, and also on iTunes. For a number of years, I've been making these available, and recently I decided to create an online store to offer premium guided visualizations. These are meditations I've channeled from the Ascended Masters, and they range from quite simple to quite complex. I've made it very affordable. Each meditation from the download store is only $3. So please journey there, and I'd be honoured if you were drawn to download some of these meditations. They are quite beautiful. Well, for this episode, I'm going to present a lecture from the Ascended Being Akhenaten. We've heard a fair bit from Akhenaten lately, but that's because I work quite closely with him, particularly with the star languages, which are higher dimensional symbols. And you can learn about the star languages by journeying to my other website, www.starlanguages.com. Well, I thought for this episode, in keeping with the interdimensional theme, that I'd choose this particular lecture because Akhenaten valiantly tries to describe how it feels to be in the higher dimensions. You get a sense that he's frustrated by having to use language. But of course, with these recordings, you get to feel the energies, and it's with the energies that the greater form of communication comes. So as always, I encourage you to listen to this lecture while in a meditative state of mind. You're going to get so much more from it that way. So let's hear from Akhenaten on interdimensional existence and reality. Thank you for listening. I'm Soltec. All the best and bye for now. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Akhenaten. who joins you this day in this multidimensional temple. And of course I come into this higher aspect of me. And there are others whom join you this day. And the tapestry of togetherness is most exquisite. And of course the group consciousness is present and is radiant in its beauty. My friends, I come to speak but briefly, for there is another to follow. And as you have been within this temple quite some time, I am not speaking of your physical presence, of course. So it is that you have learned much, you have received much, and you have given of your energies also. And I am aware that I am speaking to the human consciousness of each. And I am also aware that I am speaking to all aspects of each. And each, of course, receives according to their consciousness. So I wish to impart a little more knowledge for the human mind. And my energies, of course, for the nourishment of your soul. And you are quite aware that existence is both multidimensional and simultaneous. And when humans perceive multidimensional, there is a tendency to define this as representing many layers or levels or realms, which of course is perfectly valid and within the context of your present inhabitation is completely accurate. For indeed, there are many houses within the mansion of God. But true multidimensional existence is something beyond the layering of frequencies or spectrums of being. It is an addition to this. For you are aware of how it is that you interact with your reality, how you do this through the mechanisms of the body that you inhabit, how you filter through the human mind that you must work with, and how your greater awareness guides you every step of the way, even if you are not aware of it. But in different realms, and certainly without the containment of physicality, there is an incredible, to the human mind, variation in how you interface with reality, how it is that you interact with existence, how you move through it, how it moves through you. There are ways of experiencing life, the living life, no matter which realm. that is completely beyond your comprehension. And I do not say this, of course, as ever, to diminish whom you are, where you are at, so to speak. It is just a fact. And when you are not in this consciousness, you are completely aware of what I am speaking of. I cannot, in truth, describe other dimensional ways of interfacing with reality, for you have no frame of reference. You have no scope. All I can do is to describe that it is so. There are ways of experiencing reality far beyond what you are used to. We are aware of the five senses, and I myself have incarnated and experienced the sensation of this. And you are aware of your spiritual perceptions and that wonderful God-given gift of imagination, and so on. You have words from those whom have died and returned to speak of all of your abilities that you contrive while in body still exist when not in body. But they cannot speak of that which is beyond your comprehension, which is ways in which it is so difficult. But the wisdom comes on these energies, interfacing with reality. There is so much, let us choose words that can evoke. You are entering into a house and you feel as though it is a particularly large house. There are five rooms for you to explore. But you cannot see that above, below, sideways, beyond, there are hundreds of rooms adding depth. Soul. Perhaps you are beginning to feel the essence of what I am so poorly trying to describe. And the point of it is so that you can expand your human mind, not to embrace that which is beyond your reach at present, but to expand at least an awareness of this. It's as if the rainbow of colors that you know suddenly burst into a trillion-fold colors, and not one of them the same. So much depth, so great a capacity for you to experience creation and your God. Such an overwhelming capacity to be able to directly interface with all of the majesty of creation, of concepts, of these words are so poor. you become a diver in a deep ocean. No containment. Each dimension experiencing its own interface. Being able to turn your world inside out and upside down. The biology of you, the science of your realm. Even in its infancy upon your world. Is the thinnest veneer. Of the most incredible manifestations from divinity. You are a drawing on a page. Your world is a drawing upon a page. Flat lines. But in truth, you are three-dimensional object, holographic, bursting from the page in all directions, full of color, full of things that you cannot know of. All I have are analogies. It is the richness that I speak of. And with that richness, you own great treasure. So much that has been given by divinity in all realms. So many mysteries that delight, that can never be solved, but do not diminish one's desire to seek. Well, I shall not go on. It shall just simply be a repetition of metaphors and so on. But I simply come in joy to remind your human consciousness that how you interface with reality here is unique to here. But is dwarfed by the momentous capacities you experience elsewhere and can look forward to experiencing when you are no longer contained in this dimension. I hope I do not instill within you a sense of loss or envy, but rather curiosity and wonderment and a deepening excitement and experience within of how grand a vision creation is. For in seeding this into your consciousness, I am hoping to add meters to the depth of you. For when you try to grasp a sense of what I speak of, the human consciousness begins to stretch, to deepen, to expand. And when it deepens, and perhaps you feel this now, it's as if all of the cosmos and the mysteries and the fascination of life can pour in. The more you deepen, the more you can be filled by. And there is no end to that which can pour in. And there is no distance to measure how deeply you can go. And these are my words this day. And I am Akhenaten Adonai.